This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet decides to make recommendations for appointment of ambassadors to 20 countries. Election Commission implements Election Code of Conduct for May 13 local level elections. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma claims country's economy will not ruin as that of Sri Lanka. And Ukraine says Russian rocket attack on civilian field railway station killed at least 40 people. Now the news in detail. The government has made recommendations for the appointment of ambassadors to various 20 countries. The government has also appointed different individuals to various posts in several public bodies. Unveiling the cabinet meeting decision of the 7th of April, Communication Minister and Government Spokesperson Gyanendra Bahadur Kharge said that Basant Kumar Pandey has been appointed to the post of General Manager of Hetauda Cement Industry Limited. The government has also decided to appoint and nominate Kashiraj Dahal, the former chairman of the Administrative Court, as the chairman and Keshav Raj Achare as the member of the Management Board for Problematic Cooperatives, Institutions and Organizations. Likewise, Ranjan Krishna Aral and Professor Bhagwan Das Mananda have been nominated the member of the Executive Committee of Nepal Administrative Staff Collegs. Similarly, Sunil Podal has been appointed to the post of Managing Director of Nepal Telecommunication Company Limited. The Election Commission says the Election Code of Conduct for upcoming local-level election comes into effect from today. Organizing a press conference in Kathmandu today, the Election Commission said the Code of Conduct for May 13 local-level election came into effect from today. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia said the Election Code of Conduct was published in the Nepal Gazette and brought into effect in consultation with the representatives of political parties, private sector and concerned agencies. The Election Code has now banned the production and distribution of election-related publicity materials. Acting Chief Justice Deepak Kumar Kharki submitted the annual report of the Supreme Court, Judicial Council and Judicial Service Commission to President Bidya Devi Bhandari today. According to the Office of the President, the reports of the fiscal year 2021-22 were submitted to the President Bhandari. Acting Chief Justice Kharki, who is also chairperson of the Judicial Council and Judicial Service Commission, submitted the report to the head of the state. A meeting of the top leaders of the five ruling alliance has decided to issue a joint statement regarding the electoral alliance for the upcoming local-level elections. CPN Unified Socialist leader Jeevan Ram Shrestha said the meeting of the leaders held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata today made the decision to this effect. The meeting was attended by Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba, CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal, and Nepali Congress Senior Leader Ramchandra Podal, among others. President Bidya Devi Bhandari inaugurated the 8th National Convention of Higher Institutions and Secondary Schools Association Nepal, HISAN, today. The two-day National Convention of the National Level Umbrella Association of Privately Funded Secondary Schools and Higher Institutions in the country kicked off today. Addressing the inaugural function, President Bhandari urged the proprietors of schools to contribute to quality, accessible and research-oriented higher education. On the occasion, the President wished for the success of the convention and also launched HISAN's souvenir publication. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has argued that the country's economy would not ruin as that of Sri Lanka. Addressing an event in Kathmandu today, Finance Minister Sharma said some factors like country's strong internal economy, strengthened production and revenue system, and low pressure of debt would prevent the country from turning into the dire state of Sri Lanka. He also ruled out the comparison between the two countries given their different kind of economies because of there are differences in the structure of our production and foreign loans. CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says the coalition partners discussed considering an electoral alliance in all places in the upcoming local level elections. Talking to journalists in Kathmandu today, leader Dahal said that the meeting of the ruling coalition held today was focused on the local level elections. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Daily ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
श्रम ऐन 2074 को पालना गरौं श्रमिक श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Chairperson of CPN Unified Socialists Madhav Kumar Nepal confirmed that they would consider an electoral alliance for the upcoming local level elections. Stating that that five-party coalition would be made further stronger, the former Prime Minister said he was hopeful that the election would be held on the stipulated date. Speaking at a press meet organized by Samajwadi Press Organization at Kalaya in Bara district today, leader Nepal assured that the incumbent coalition government was moving forward by maintaining peace and ensuring good governance. Founder of National Innovation Center and Nepali scientist Dr. Mahabir Poon has been honoured by the University of Central Lancashire in UK. At a programme organised by Bees Education in the UK, Poon was honoured in recognition of his contribution to research studies and innovation. An interaction programme was also held virtually on the occasion. Scientist Poon showed his works through video to the audience participating in the honouring event. Earlier, he was known for work in applying wireless technologies to rural areas in hilly region. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Ukraine says at least 40 people are dead and dozens wounded after rockets hit a train station in the cities of Kramatorsk in eastern Ukraine. Citing Donetsk regional governor, the BBC said the death toll had risen to 40 and that at least 87 people had also been wounded during the shelling. And thousands of people were at the station at the time as they fled Russian attacks. However, Russia denies involvement in the strike, with a Kremlin spokesperson saying that it had no scheduled missions in the area. Meanwhile, the European Union has agreed further sanctions targeting Russia. Pakistan's Supreme Court has ruled on Prime Minister Imran Khan's move to block no-confidence vote, saying it was unconstitutional. Last Sunday, Prime Minister Khan's ruling party blocked a no-confidence vote, which was widely expected to lose. His government then dissolved the parliament and called a snap election. However, furious opposition members launched an appeal with the Supreme Court to decide the legality of blocked vote. The Supreme Court said in a ruling late on Thursday that vote should go ahead. In response to the court decision, Prime Minister Khan announced that he had called a cabinet meeting and would address the nation on Friday evening. The Supreme Court has now ordered Parliament to reconvene on Saturday to proceed with the vote, which is expected to go against the Prime Minister. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in rest of the country. And isolated brief rain or thunderstorms are also likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Cabinet decides to make recommendations for appointment of ambassadors to 20 countries. Election Commission implements Election Code of Conduct for May 13 local level elections. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma claims country's economy will not ruin as that of Sri Lanka. And Ukraine says Russian rocket attack on civilian field railway station killed at least 40 people. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.